A bug originally discovered in Bitcoin's code was exploited, but not where you might expect. Good evening, I'm Pete Rizzo, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 3rd, 2018. Greenpeace rejoice! IBM says it found an optimization for Bitcoin's energy-intensive proof-of-work. Ripple's conference sees talk on crypto adoption. Gemini gets insurance. And Congress introduces the Blockchain Promotion Act. A critical exploit originally found in Bitcoin's code was patched last month before criminals could act on it. But it now appears there were some victims. Developers of a little-known cryptocurrency called Pigeon Coin confirmed yesterday that the bug was used to inflate the currency to the tune of 235 million Pigeon Coins, worth around $15,000. But that's no small amount, if you figure it's equal to one-fourth of the total supply. In response, the only exchange where Pigeon Coins are changing hands, CryptoBridge, temporarily suspended trading. The developers were able to copy the patch applied to Bitcoin and fork before any more damage could be done. Yet it's an example of how other smaller cryptos using Bitcoin's code could also suffer from the bug. IBM claims to have found a way to reduce the energy consumption needed on proof-of-work blockchains. The technology, named the Hybrid IoT blockchain, is claimed to minimize the trade-offs between energy efficiency, scalability, and security using the consensus algorithm. The idea is that the mining work can be divided into groups of IoT devices, consisting of 250 to 1,000 machines, which would act as nodes. An algorithm decides what proportion of each group should be doing the mining work, depending on the amount of power each node is using. Security requirements are also taken into account. Dr. Emmanuel Regnoli, technical lead at IBM Research, told CoinDesk that he wanted to create a, quote, layered ecosystem, unquote, in which different peers can do different things. The node groups are organized to run sub-blockchains, which are then connected using technologies such as Cosmos and Polkadot. This week, Ripple was out in full force at its Swell conference, a day after the San Francisco company announced that three other companies were using its XRapid product, which uses the controversial XRP asset. Real companies were on stage to talk about their use of XRP in commercial payments and explain the move. Representatives of two of the companies, Catalyst Corporate Federal Credit Union and Qualix, assured the audience that XRapid makes a big difference in terms of cost efficiency, time efficiency, transparency, and customer experience. IDT, a telecoms firm that provides international payment services, talked about further replacement of traditional payment systems by crypto. It would require further, quote, education, unquote, of regulators, internal risk management, and compliance personnel, and banking partners. Some old fears were also addressed, talking about the possibility that XRP might be deemed a security. Michael Duatic, partner at a law firm Perkins Coie, said he did not believe the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission would make such a decision. Crypto exchange Gemini announced that from now on, the digital assets it holds in custody will be covered by the insurance company Aon. Gemini says it received coverage after it could prove to underwriters that it was a, quote, leading, best-in-class exchange and custodian. The insurance will add to the exchange's dollar deposits issued by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Gemini head of risk, Yousef Hussein, said in a statement that, quote, consumers are always looking for the same levels of insured protection they're used to being afforded by traditional financial institutions, end quote. Several weeks ago, Gemini announced it was launching a dollar-pegged stablecoin approved by the New York Department of Financial Services. As announced, the stablecoin is backed with dollar holdings, which are also insured through the FDIC. A new congressional bill, dubbed the Blockchain Promotion Act of 2018, was recently introduced to the U.S. House of Representatives. The proposed bill would create a working group to study the technology and create a common definition all government agencies could use. As one of the authors explained, quote, this bipartisan bill will bring a broad group of stakeholders together to develop a common definition of blockchain, and perhaps even more importantly, recommend opportunities to leverage the technology to promote innovations, end quote. He added that blockchain, quote, can be a great resource for innovation and technology, end quote, but first, he said the government needs to realize how it can best leverage the tech. Notably, this is not the first effort to update U.S. regulations for the blockchain industry. Last month, Congressman Tom Emmer introduced three bills to support the development of the technology. The bills aim to ease the burden of cryptocurrency taxation and reduce regulations for the industry, including miners. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. Plus, if you're enjoying the show so far, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. For CoinDesk, I'm Pete Rizzo, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate. A Sonic Universe.